Well, first they believe that Gospel of Matthew might have been written in Aramaic, but we simply don't have the earliest form of that. Then Mark came along, and in the last 10 years, John and Thomas have been linked together in research in a certain way, so that scholars like Elaine Pagels and her group, of which I'm sort of also in favor of, that both Thomas and John probably also had originally Aramaic versions. Thomas, right now, we only have a Coptic version. That's still a Middle Eastern language, a Semitic language. John, we only have the Greek version. But there are a lot of Aramaicisms in the Gospel of John. As I mentioned in my books, my written work, the book I'm using, or the text I'm using to translate from, is the Gospels as used by Aramaic Christians in the world today, which is called Peshitta. The Aramaic is slightly later than first century Palestinian Aramaic, but it's still Aramaic. All the major words are still there about 100 or so years later that Jesus would have had to have used. He only had a choice of a certain number of words he could have used. So from my point of view, looking at the Aramaic version renders his mindset, renders his spirituality much better. So I'm sort of like, if you excuse the expression, sort of from the internet cloud approach. It's all in an Aramaic sort of cloud. Rather than have to slice and dice the cloud to get to the real Jesus, it's actually all there. Whether you're looking at Thomas or John or Matthew, Mark, or Luke, it's still, I find, the same Jesus. It's not different Jesuses viewed from the Aramaic.